Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get some closure here from over the weekend, because I don't even know how you would handle this most. So you get down on a knee, right? You propose, and she's like, you know what? That's cute. Let me get back to you on that. I mean, at that point, I think, I don't know if I could recover from that.
I don't know if I could either, and that's why he needed some opinions from us, because they were together for a few years, and he believed the relationship to be pretty solid. Solid enough that he was certain that he should get on a knee and propose, which is what he did. And her response was not a yes. It was more like a she needed time to process the information and think about it. And so 2 weeks have gone by since then. She has not brought it up. She has not mentioned it. She is treating it as if it has never happened. So now he's confused on if he should bring it up or even consider the possibility of walking away, because he doesn't want to be pushy, but at the same time, he's feeling a little rejected and disrespected.
So Kristen and I weren't here on Friday, so let's debate this, if just in case you, I'm sure you guys did. But I'm wondering, like, when are you supposed to bring it back up? Or if she doesn't bring it up, you just got to assume it's a no, right?
No, you do not assume it's a no. You bring it back up.
I would assume it's a no. I don't think my ego would have let me bring it back up. Once you tell me you got to think about it, and if you never bring it up again, yes, then I'm never bringing it up again.
That's
either.
That's so rude.
It's rude to bring it up, or rude not to answer?
It's rude to say, I need a moment to think about it, and then to never bring it back up.
Yeah.
No, like, if she doesn't bring it back up, that is rude. You were asked a very important question. You needed time to think. At some point, you need to revisit said question within a reasonable amount of time. And I'm talking like 24, 48 hours.
Yes.
And be like, either A, I'm still thinking, I need some more time, or give a legitimate answer.
How long was it that she had an answer?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
No, okay. That's so rude.
Yep.
But my thought was that if she answered, because my thinking is she's not ready to get married. So the answer is no. But she knows if she says that, the relationship is kind of ruined. Mm-hmm. And he might leave. So by just not answering, you can pretend everything's fine and you can continue on as you were without hurting feelings.
No, you can't. It's worse, actually. I'm trying to think how this conversation goes. You're like, hey, you know that thing I brought up a couple of weeks ago about us spending the rest of our life together? You had a chance to, like, run it up the flagpole. Awkward.
That's why I wouldn't bring it back up, because I agree with what Cass is saying. If you are not bringing it back up, to me, that's a no. That is your way of saying, I don't want to tell you no, so take this hint as no, and then do what you will with that information.
I might even take back my proposal if it was 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
I might actually say to her, you know what?
Rescind the offer?
I'm rescinding the offer. That it's been 2 weeks, you're obviously not comfortable with it, so let's just pretend it never even happened.
Go on Amazon, buy that little Men in Black thing. It never happened.
Takesies, backsies.
Yes.
All right, so Abby's got the update in email.
Thank you all so much for discussing my situation. It helped me realize that if she needed time to think, it's a no, or at least a not right now. A few days of thinking would likely not change that. This made me realize that even if she did eventually say yes, the fact that she had to talk herself into it would definitely create some insecurity down the road.
That too.
It made me think about whether I was truly ready for marriage myself. Cassie's comment in particular struck a chord. She said something like, if you're even considering walking away, you might not be ready for marriage either. It hit me hard because it made so much sense. I realized that maybe I wasn't as prepared for this step as I initially thought. With all these thoughts swirling in my head, I decided to tell her that I had thought more about it and that I wasn't ready either. I admitted to regretting the way I rushed into proposing, and I asked her to disregard my proposal entirely.
There you go. She pulled it.
At first, she seemed relieved, but things have been pretty awkward between us since then. I'm starting to wonder if things will ever go back to how they were. Is all this awkwardness temporary?
No, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Don't even waste another. It's over. Here is Kim. Kim, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to this story since I think it started on Friday, and I thought about it over the weekend. And something just kept coming into my head that I've always been told. No answer is an answer. Mm-hmm.
I agree. 100%. Yeah. That's over.
Yeah.
This is playing out probably just the way it's supposed to.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really, truly wants to back out of the proposal. I think he's telling himself that. Because deep down inside, your pride is making you feel like, well, maybe I wasn't ready either. But you really wanted that, and she ruined it, and it's okay.
She would have to have a really good reason to come back 2 weeks later and say yes, like why it took her so long. Because I don't know many dudes that could recover from that.
Yeah, when it comes to the rest of your life, if it's not a hell yes, it is a hell no. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think she had the confidence or really like the balls to say hell no. Because I went back and I looked at the email. I'm like, how long were they together? Because he said that he felt like he rushed into it. They've been together a few years. I kind of feel like that's not rushing into it. So I think this is done.
Would you even be able to bring up like to propose again?
Oh, no.
You got one shot at this. No, absolutely. They're done.
The Burt Show.